Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Two Clever Mafia podcast. I am your host, Clever Mafia, and we have another hot topic today. As always, we are going to continue. We're going to call it the Year of the UFO, because 2021 was, there was a lot of talk about UFOs and about the extraterrestrial type and unexplained flying objects. A lot of the Air Force and the U.S. government had a lot of sightings of flying objects around town. But first, let's say hi to AJ over in the sound booth. How are you doing today, AJ?
I'm fine.
That's good. That's great to hear. And I think some people have their preconceived notions of whether or not there are aliens out there, but we're talking about unidentified flying objects. So they can be alien, or they can be another country, or just an object that we have not identified it flying around. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, right? But with the holidays coming up, I mean, AJ, do you believe in aliens? We'll start with that. Do you believe in aliens?
Nope.
Okay, so you don't believe in aliens. We've had this conversation before, but do you believe in UFOs, unidentified flying objects? Do you believe that these are, you know, a phenomenon that's actually happening in our military and around in the skies?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's been quite a few instances lately, and if you haven't been paying attention, and there's been other things in the news. I mean, obviously, we've been in the U.S. We're facing supply chain crises. You know, whether they're real or not, who knows? Inflation is very real. It costs me, you know, $400 for a gallon of milk. No, just kidding. It doesn't cost me $400, but everything has cost me more. And I noticed that we're actually Mrs. Mafia and I are spending twice as much, and I feel like we're getting half as much almost of all of the different things that we purchase. So that, I don't know what that translates to, but I think Americans have realized that we're paying a lot more for things these days. And I'm not talking about being able to get little Jimmy a toy for Christmas or whatnot, but I'm talking about just your basic needs. Things are going up everywhere. And where there used to be discounts and sales, and trust me, I'm a big coupon clipper. Mrs. Mafia is a big coupon clipper. Things are just going up everywhere. So now, this UFO threat, and it's a very real threat, because the U.S. Defense Department, I think this was a couple of weeks ago, it's the end of November, the U.S. Defense Department announced plans to create a new group to look into reports of unidentified aerial phenomena. As a lot of speculation grows over what, you know, what's going on, what's going on out there. Now, I'm sure not everyone, but it usually is a back page story. There was a couple of headlines here and there throughout the year, but you see these grainy videos. It reminds me of the Bigfoot videos, but you see these grainy videos of airplanes and something flew by. I don't know. Was it an orb? Was it a flash of light, a reflection of something? Who knows? But you see these grainy videos that defy laws of gravity, mostly taken from these, they look like 1950, 1960 video cameras, I guess, in some of these airplanes, these Air Force jets. But anyway, this new program that they're coming out, it's called the Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group. Say that three times. Right? It's the OIMSG. So I just got a chuckle out of that. And they're going to examine the reports of UFOs in special use airspace, which is they call SUA. And such, you know, in areas like where there be military operations, and then they're going to assess and mitigate any associated threats to the safety of flight, whether it's, you know, consumer flights, jets, and, you know, flying back and forth all over the country these days, and it is a threat to national security. And this announcement comes when it was made at the end of November. It was just about 5 months after the Office of the Director of National Intelligence had released a report on 144 UFO sightings by Navy pilots. And this is going back to 2004, these sightings. And with it at that time, or I guess maybe over time, the intelligence officials, they're just unable to explain what these 143 sightings were. And they just concluded that, hey, you know, they're likely real objects that could pose a real national threat to United States security. Now, whether, you know, there's a lot of different things going on out there, but whether it's they're unidentified objects, whether they're I don't say consumer, but if they're, you know, private citizens are creating objects that are able to fly at high speeds in trajectories we're not used to, that, you know, defy basic physics in some instances, or if these are military or other countries, let's say North Korea, let's say China, let's say South, it could be anyone, it could be Canada, we don't know. I'm not saying they're doing it or not doing it, but we don't know where these are coming from. And what the dangers can be, it needs to be addressed, especially if you've turned on the news, you know, more and more rockets are being flown into space privately, you know, more things are in the air, is my point. And there, it could pose a serious, serious danger if we don't know what these are, where they're coming from. And there is that possibility that it is some foreign life form that's, or something from another planet that is, you know, been here for a while, according to some of the research and some of the books out there, trying to get a better look at our stuff. And some of these instances have been closer to our military installations, which personally, and this is just my opinion, some of this stuff may have to do with some sort of international espionage or something going on that, you know, is unexplainable, but it has to do with other countries trying to maybe get a leg up on the United States. But Senator Mark Warner, a Democrat from Virginia, over the summertime, he said, and this is a quote, when you have this much visual and radar evidence that there is something, we've got to get an answer. So even though it's in, like I had mentioned before, I feel it's a little bit of a Bigfoot scenario video, because these aren't like crystal clear videos of any sort, at least the ones that they released. But with this much video evidence of from pilots, you know, U.S. military personnel, something's got to be looked at. You know, we can't just ignore it. And then this was going all the way back to January. The CIA released thousands of documents that it claimed to amount to all of its UFO research. But much like there was a report that came out in June, it failed to provide any type of answer to the phenomenon. Now, I don't think you or I expect an answer, you know, I mean, that's one of the, but at least there needs to be somebody looking into it, because, you know, there's been UFOs, what, since the 50s, I guess. I mean, there's instances where people think UFOs have been here way before that. But what I mean here, I mean on the planet Earth. And no one has an answer. You know, unless, you know, E.T. is going to knock on the White House door and say, hey, you know, hey, by the way, I'm here. Here's my, I want to be a citizen of the United States. I don't have an ID or a green card, and I don't want to apply for a visa. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do an immigration situation on this, but you get the point. You get the point. So public interest on UFOs has reached kind of a peak this year in 2021. And based on, we went around and we were doing some research, and it just based on Google trend data, it showed a spike in people searching for the words like UFO and UFO sighting over the course of much of this last year. And it tapered off a little bit based on what we could see in the fall. But, you know, we had an election, there's a lot of stuff going on in the U.S. and we're just trying to, a lot of people are just trying to keep their head above water. And it's not front and center right now. So it's, you know, it's not a slow news like cycle, as they say. But there has been a massive rise in sightings by the general public. And it has kind of coincided with the fact that with the COVID-19 pandemic, that sightings reportedly have increased nationwide, the research says, by 16% in 2020. And just in New York alone, sightings have doubled. And, you know, big city, one of the biggest cities in the world, East Coast of the United States. You know, is this something to concern the American people about? I mean, is this, if it is, you know, who knows what's going on? If it is a, I mean, again, UFOs doesn't always mean alien. Doesn't mean that, but it could be a matter of national security. And like I said, the UFO data with the U.S. government dates back decades, starting actually in the 40s. And there was a really comprehensive report. It was called the Project Blue Book. And it was carried out, I think, from 1952 to the late 60s, 68, 69. And the investigation reviewed more than 12,000 UFO reports at that time. This was in 1940, where we didn't have these high-tech cameras. And then they found most of the reports were explainable, however, though. And then they determined at that time that UFOs weren't a threat to national security. But that was 1940, which started in 1940. But then this Project Blue Book was ran in the 50s and 60s. Almost all the 60s. But it wasn't until 2007 when a little known project called, and you can look this up, the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, the AATIP, and then when that launched, the program ushered in a new era of increased government scrutiny on UFOs, but largely remained kind of unnoticed. They really didn't talk about it much until the media reports. You know, they popped up here and there, a lot of them on the tabloids. And it didn't really, the media started reporting on its existence about 10 years later, about I think it was like 2017. And then that, division was replaced with something called the Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon Task Force, and that launched in 2020. A lot of data there. And, but politicians are starting, you know, back in the day, you saw an alien, you said, oh, I was abducted by aliens. You said, oh, look at this kook, you know? And some people, honestly, I've interviewed some people over the years that said they were abducted by aliens. And I think we might have some of that on our older podcast way back, but they're very believable. They're very, 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 very believable. And I don't know. I think when you start seeing the politicians get involved, it may be a cause to pay attention. And I don't know if anybody, I think this was also in November sometime, Senator Gillibrand, is it Gillibrand or Gillibrand? I don't know. She's Kristen Gillibrand. I will say Gillibrand. She's a Democrat senator out of New York, and she proposed legislation that was trying to transform the government's approach to all this UFO stuff. Gillibrand's amendment would literally shift decades of, I guess you could say, official Cold War-induced deflection toward increasingly transparent, objective, scientific analysis. And if they're able to adopt this proposal, it would significantly expand on, I think it was authored by Ruben Gallego. I think there was a shortstop that played, Mike Gallego played for the Yankees, he was a second baseman shortstop, whatever. Anyway, Representative Gallego authored the document. And it establishes basically a government office tasked with analyzing and evaluating UFOs reporting from military and intelligence personnel. So all those Air Force pilots can be, you know, but hey, listen, if you go, let's say hypothetically, do you think if you're an Air Force pilot, all the training that it took just not only just to get into the Air Force, but to be able to get up in a plane, the training is unbelievable. Do you think someone unless they have definitive proof. You know, and I'm not even talking a Snapchat picture. I'm talking a real definitive proof. You know, probably nothing short of having an alien spaceship of some kind. Do you think they're going to risk their whole career by coming forward and say, "Hey, Joe, you know, Captain Joe reporting for duty, sir. I just saw E.T. up there, AJ. Do you think they would do that?" You don't.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I think that would be very, very risky.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be a tough call if you're an Air Force pilot because of the scrutiny and, you know, your career could be over and, if you know, they label you a nut job or whatever.
Whoa.
But, you know, broadly speaking, a lot of this UFO phenomenon started after the development of nuclear weapons. And moreover, researchers have documented for a long time. There's a long history, like I said, of UFO sightings, especially in close proximity to military bases and military bases that, in a lot of instances, hosted nuclear arms. So at the same time, you know, there's a recent flurry of interest in UFOs reported again by naval aviators, flying fighters and aircraft, you know, maybe near nuclear powered aircraft carriers. And I mean, there were some bases, I think, off Virginia, they spotted some stuff. And so I guess that question is really, hey, what's going on here? And I think it's fair to ask the government to say, hey, we need to figure out what's going on here. Because, yeah, the ET stuff is all fun and interesting. And, you know, we can debunk it or not. But if it's not really aliens from another planet, then what is who is it? Who's doing it to us? Is it something we're doing internally and we know about it, or is it something from another country that we need to start figuring out a way to protect ourselves from it? You know, that's the real question that needs to be answered with all this UFO jazz. A quick reminder, if you want to be part of the show, we want you to be a part of the show. You can join our discussion. A lot of the tips that we present to our audience and to you come from Twitter and the different feeds on the internet and Facebook and Instagram and sometimes just an old-fashioned email. You can check out the show description for details below. Also, if you want to support our show but you don't want to be on air, that's okay too. You can buy us a coffee, get yourself a t-shirt or a mug with my mug on it, or you can just send us a couple of your dusty old pennies if you want, and we'll be happy for them. We'll be happy for them. So check out the link in the description once again for all of those details. And thank you again for listening to our show. Check us out on www.2clevermafia and join the social media discussions at 2 Clever Mafia. That's at T-O-O Clever Mafia. I am 2 Clever Mafia. This is the 2 Clever Mafia podcast, and that is all I have to say about that. Bye-bye for now, and take care of one another.